In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hello, listeners. Be advised that this show is an immersive audio experience. It may seem like sounds are coming from the sides or behind you. Listener discretion is advised, as some content is not suitable for young children. Q-Code presents How to Win Friends and Disappear People, starring Leslie Grace and Sony Bringas, created by Sophia Lopez.
The trouble with humanity, at least to me, is its earnest belief that we've broken out of the predator-prey cycle. What a joke. We're as imprisoned by it as ever. It's ingrained in us. And why shouldn't it be? It's a dog-eat-dog world. Men are dogs. Women are dogs, too. Feminism. But there is one sole aspect of this phenomenon I've learned to take pleasure in. Every now and then, in this terrifying dog-eat-dog world of ours, a dog encounters a wolf.
Got a vodka straight and a skinny margarita.
Let's get hella lit up in this cruise ship. If you've had a good time on the open seas, make some noise.
I think I might have had one too many.
No, my man.
Yeah, man?
Another round.
No more.
Okay, come on, what are you, a quitter? Come on.
Looks like someone can't handle her liquor. Hey, should we head back to mine?
No, I... Sorry, I... Wait, let's go up there.
No, it's freezing out there. Maritime air or whatever. The marine layer.
Come on. We're nearly to the city. I want to see the Statue of Liberty. Hey! What are you doing?
Hey, no, come on, baby. Come on.
Seriously, stop!
Shh.
Idiot. Want me to suck you off?
What? What the... Ow! Ah! Ah!
Episode 1, Bite Me.
Excuse me. Sorry, pardon. Hey, excuse me. I gotta get to the store. This is my stop. Sir, can I just slip past, please? Oh, crap.
Group.
Hi, Paulina, it's Nancy. Nancy Melendez?
Oh, right, sure.
I just wanted to say that I'm running...
No, I'm not running away. Just... Monday. Yeah, that's the one. Oh my god, stop! You are so bad, that is so mean.
So Nancy, what's up?
We've worked together for 3 years. It's Melendez.
What's that, babe?
Nothing. I just, running, say, 10 minutes late. 15 tops. I missed my stop on the...
Did you get matcha? Can I have?
Sorry, gotta run.
Subway. Hey, hold the elevator. Sid! Hey, Sid, hold the door. Dang it.
Takahashi Technology Group. Yeah,
I ran the numbers, and the risk is significantly amplified when aeronautics can be deployed.
Please hold. Takahashi Technology Group.
Anyone down here? Cosplay after work?
No, dude, absolutely. I got you. I'll up the firewall and secure your metadata. Hey, no, man, anytime. Let's hit the link soon, yeah? Okay, boss, drinks on me. Nancy, was that you earlier in the elevator?
We made eye contact, Sid.
Oh, man, I thought it might have been you. I tried to hold the door, but those things just never work right.
Elevators. Elevators never work right? Sorry, I have asthma. Could you not?
Hey, there's CBD in this vape. I need it to stay calm, focused, alpha. Takahashi's announcing the promotion today.
Pretty sure the entire city knows at this point. It's all he's been able to talk about for months.
Must be feeling pretty good about your chances, huh? MIT and all.
Well, I wouldn't be if it were some kind of popularity contest, but it's data, numbers, facts. So, yes, I feel pretty good. But you can never assume. I suppose we'll find out around 10. Perhaps 10:02, factoring in the necessary time to gather everyone, and I think there's only room for about 20 people.
Hey, Nance, hold on to my vapes for me.
Okay.
There he is, Sid the Kid. How'd it up here, brother? You catch the game last night?
It was insanity!
How about those Mets, eh?
Yeah, right. Do you think they'll make it to the Super Bowl?
The Mets are baseball? Ted, thought you'd want to know. I'm a week off the vape. Vegan, too.
Buddy, you're making me proud.
You're just such an exemplary boss and role model. I knew I had to give up the vape, like you said.
I, too, think you're an exemplary boss, Mr. Takahashi, respectfully. And I also catch up with a lot of pop culture. Sports sort of things, too. Like, anyone catch that Ted Bundy doc? Pretty cool, right?
I don't watch that stuff.
It was awful.
Yeah, totally awful. Especially that necrophilia stuff. Totally awful.
You have to be careful of what you give energy to. Clarissa Mayfield wrote an article about it on her website last month.
Clarissa Mayfield? Is that the woman who made the armpit candles?
They were actually called orifice candles, Nancy.
That's why they smelled like orifices?
Oh,
I loved the orifice candles.
Yeah, totally. I definitely want to breathe in the smell of Clarissa Mayfield's orifices.
Whoa. Hey, Ted, did you read the article on her favorite organic, gluten-free, grain-free, cruelty-free, soy-free, vegan, biodynamic, non-GMO cookies?
Ha! Did I read it? I printed it out and studied it line by line. Anyway, Nancy, how's the network plug-in coming?
I spent the last 2 weeks working overtime, building a wall blocking out potential viruses.
I want that wall doubled in size by the end of the day.
But you haven't even looked at it. I haven't
sent
it.
Thanks, son. And just because I care about you, take a page out of Sid's book. Lay off those vapes.
What vapes?
The ones you're holding.
Oh, no, these aren't mine. I was just holding
Admitting
them.
Admitting you have a problem is the first step.
No, I don't.
See you two at the meeting.
I have a
10 a.m. You won't want to miss it.
I'll be there. Thanks, by the way, in advance, for your consideration.
As you all know by now, promoting rising stars in the company is kind of my thing. An An old boss always told me, we have two hands. Why? Because one is to help ourselves, the other, that's to lift someone else up.
That's so profound, man.
Thank you, Sid. It gives me such pleasure to uplift someone truly special. Sheer charisma exudes from this guy. We love him. He's a total boss. Sid, get on up here. Everyone say hello to our new head analyst on the Risk Assessment Task Force.
Wow. Wow, wow. This is a huge shock. I'm not exactly prepared.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Mr. Takahashi, sir?
How many times do I have to tell you, Nancy? Call me Ted.
Mr. Ted, I strive to maintain a high level of professionalism when I ask... I just need to know why. I mean, why did you give the promotion to such a... D-bag? Sir, forgive me for being so forward, but it isn't fair. Okay, I did everything you asked. I clocked in early, I worked late, Sid strolls in at 10 and leaves at 5 on the dot.
Nancy, get a hold of yourself. You have a better skill set, an arguably finer education, if you really want to get into semantics. You're a stellar team member. But Sid has the tools to lead.
You mean he's a man?
I mean he's a winner. He just so happens to be a man. Nancy... If you want to win, you're gonna have to evolve, adapt. A big part of moving up the ladder is being likable. There's no delicate way to put this. Do you have any friends in the office? Any allies? Even one? Hey, okay, that's fine. Not everyone is meant to be likable. Like Steve Jobs said, square pegs in round holes. Chin up, sweetheart. Every setback is a setup for a comeback. Just take the rest of the day off. Go on now. Go.
I didn't actually... Mom. I didn't get it. I didn't get the promotion. Look, the truth is... No matter how hard I work, people don't notice me. And that's fine. I have to go. I'm just getting home. Yeah, I still live on top of that bar. I've got to start looking for a new place. Okay, bye. Bye. Oh, did you just move in? The moving box, I figured. I know pretty much every resident here. Names and faces, of course. I don't know them personally. Still, I can't believe I didn't realize someone new was moving in. I'm so sorry. It's just... I have asthma. Could you maybe not smoke? Honestly, though, it's all good. Totally fine. I'm fine. All good, really. Nancy, by the way.
Do you always do that?
Do I always...
assume your needs don't matter?
I never thought about it like that.
Love your jacket. Vintage Chanel.
Fall, 1983. Karl Lagerfeld, first collection.
Hey, we've met in the elevator a few times. Kate, right?
What's your Insta? Follow for follow. Who does your hair? It's fabulous.
I'm telling you, man, funnel it all into Dogecoin. Oh, one second. Excuse me, miss. You need help with that box? Chad, by the way.
I'm fine, thank you.
Hey, Chad, I could actually use some help. My backpack's super heavy, and I'm just getting over a gnarly bout of sciatica. I really should go get it checked out, but there's...
No thanks. Call me.
Meet us at the cuspid for a drink sometime, yeah?
Well, aren't you popular?
I'd prefer not to be Nancy.
You know my name?
You introduced yourself.
I've introduced myself to the same coworker over 25 times, and she still calls me Nina. You're on this floor, too? So when did you move in? How do you like it?
Look, this isn't going to be one of those get-to-know-you sort of situations. No pleasantries in the hallway, no small talk in the elevator. The truth is, given my schedule, we'll hardly ever run into each other. See? I've lived here nearly 2 weeks, and this is the first time we've met.
You've been here 2 weeks?
If you haven't already surmised, I am a rather private person.
Oh, definitely. For sure. Privacy is cool. Would you look at that? We are right across the hall from each other.
Good luck with the sciatica.
Wow, that's really thoughtful. See you around, neighbor. Or not. Hey, if you change your mind... Okay, then. Hi, Jeeves. Wanna watch some Homicide Hour?
The suspect fled the scene, covered in the victim's blood. After 4 days on the run, she...
Hey, that's pretty neat. The suspect being a woman. It's unique. You know, barely 16% of serial killers are female. We always talk about representation for women, but suddenly you bring knives and murder into the conversation and, oh no, people clamp right up. I know, Jeeves, it's ridiculous.
Up next, Melinda invited a guest for dinner. By dessert, she realized she didn't even know his name, but it was
that girl.
Too late. She was already dead.
Across the hall. I don't know her name. I gave her all that information about me, about my sciatica, and for her part, nothing. Not a first name, last name, nickname. Nothing. You know, I find it rude, her whole you'll never see me again thing. Give me one reason she and I can't be friends. I mean, what's the harm in exchanging a pleasantry now and then? Building up a neighborly rapport through mutual complaints about the building management? That's what people do, isn't it?
I'm Chet Wallace, and this is Homicide Hour.
Ugh, crap, 2 a.m. already? I just can't believe she's been here 2 weeks. Right under my nose. And I didn't even notice. Good night, Jeeves.
Doing enough to protect against stalkers.
God, now I remember why I put this off for so long. Bill, another bill. Egg donation inquiry. Flattering, but no thanks. Wedding invitation. No plus one, because, well, they know me. Or perhaps they want to discourage my attendance. Potato, potato. L. St. James. L. St. James. L. St. James. So you do have a name. Huh. Hey, neighbor. L. It's L, right? It's me. Nancy, if you remember from across the hall. Hi, it's Nancy from your neighbor. Look, I have some of your packages, and you really should collect them because people steal mail in this building. Not me. I wouldn't be returning them if I had stolen them. How the heck did she get a freaking piano in here without me noticing? Did not peg her as someone who had mastered Rachmaninoff. Look, Elle, I urge you to start collecting your mail. People steal mail in this building. I guess I'll just leave it here. Or maybe I'll hang on to it. Hey, Paulina?
Yeah, Nina? No, that's not it.
It's Nancy. Look, if I wanted to find information on someone. Say I had pulled out the routine stops. Google, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, even deep web stuff. And I found nothing. I mean, not even a speck. Nothing to suggest this person existed. But I know they exist because I've seen them. I know where they live.
God, you sound like a stalker.
I know, right?
Seriously, though, who is this and why do you care? Is it a guy?
No, it's just a neighbor.
Well, do you have a name?
Yes, from her electricity bill.
You stole her mail?
What? No, of course not.
And you already looked on social media?
Not a trace.
Well, is this person, like, elderly or something?
No.
Okay, so what's her deal?
I don't know. She's about 25, probably. Pretty. The kind of pretty where the barista gives you a free drink and draws a smiley face on the lid. I wouldn't know what that's like.
To be that pretty and not flaunted on social media? Huh. She must have something to hide.
I bet she does. L. St. James. L. St. James, New York City. Convicted murderers named L? No, not El Chapo. El St. James. Hot girl commits murder?
Nancy!
Arson?
Nancy.
Manslaughter. DUI? Nothing?
Nancy,
who are you?
Nancy! Hello! Earth to Nancy!
Sid!
I'm still waiting on that report.
Oh, sorry. I guess I'm just not used to reporting to you. Here, 30 pages running risk assessment on biking accidents.
Viking accidents. You know, like the kitchen appliance company.
You said biking.
You must have misheard.
It was in an email.
Ugh, Jesus Christ. In any event, I'll need 30 pages on Viking accidents by 6 a.m. tomorrow. You could trash the report on bikes.
Sid, just because you're now my boss doesn't mean you can treat me like this. It was a toss-up for that promotion, and you know it.
Oh, I beg to differ. Oh, and also, I need my vapes back.
They're in my other bag, at home.
Jesus, Nancy. I'm practically going into withdrawals.
You could pick them up later.
God damn it, I'm in pain here. I'd be so blasé. Ugh. Text me your address, I'll be over by 8. You still live on top of that bar?
Don't remind me. Pounding music. The overindulgence. The drunks. Crowd that place attracts.
Yo, and then I said, if we don't end the weekend with a dead hooker on our hands, I'm calling it a loss.
I've been looking for a man like you. so succulent.
Why haven't I seen you around?
I just arrived from La Romana. I lived in the countryside. Did a lot of hunting.
So, how do you like NYC?
I'm just now awakening to this way of life. I find it lonely. I've accepted loneliness as a part of my life. But here, surrounded by all these people, the isolation is much more stark. I prefer a quiet life, undetected, and that's borderline impossible here, it would seem.
No doubt. So, my place or yours?
How about the alley out back? What's your diet like? You look like you get a lot of protein.
Yeah, no doubt. I do mad keto.
Mad keto?
You don't know keto? What do you, like, live under a rock?
Or in a coffin. Your neck. So supple. I can see the blood pumping beneath the stubble, pumping over time to keep warm.
Yeah, I guess.
We're alone, yes?
Well, except for them.
Them?
You know, the cameras. Hey, it doesn't bother me if it doesn't bother you.
What cameras?
Well, you see all those tiny little dots there in the shadows? Sleek, right? Yeah, there's a lot of disruption in the security industry lately. I've read about it in the New Yorker. Tons of cool little cameras coming out. I heard developers are putting them in alleys between buildings, up property values or whatever. Less muggings.
Someone is watching us? Right now?
Hey. We can still... You know. Wait, hey, where are you going? Snapchat me or something.
Bill learned the deadly lesson that often the most monstrous people masquerade as the weakest. Coming up next at 11, we talk more murder, more guns, more brutality, more violence. Just for you.
Yo, it's Sid. You know what to do. I'll hit you back.
Seriously? Now you're the boss, you think you can just send me to voicemail? I'm the one doing you a favor, buddy. I could lead the team better and everyone frickin' knows it. Hey, Sid. Nancy. From work, obviously. I just am wondering where you might be. I thought you said 8 and it's almost 11, so... Hello? Jeez. Oh, goodness.
Welcome to your home security portal. Accessing cameras. Please hold. Camera accessed.
Sid?
What part of... I need my fucking vapes, don't you understand, sociopath Nancy?
Sociopath Nancy?
Yeah, you've got those dead eyes, you know, like that Annabelle doll or like, like Ted Bundy in drag.
Well, now just on principle, I'm not answering.
New motion detected in hallway. New motion detected in hallway. Refocusing cameras.
Al? What are you doing? Ew. If you make out with Sid, I might actually vomit.
Looks like no one's home.
Hey.
Friend of Nancy's?
Gross. No, I'm offended.
You smell great. Hey. Does this building have cameras? Here? In the hallway?
No, well, the bar downstairs does, because that part's new. Rest of the building's, like, old, you know, like from the 20s, I think. No cameras in the 20s.
Don't I know it. God, I'm starving.
Oh, yeah.
absolutely famished. Maybe you could help me with that.
You want to grab dinner?
Well, I don't want to keep you if someone's expecting you.
No, I have some time to kill.
Likewise. Come closer. I want to taste.
Ugh, gross.
Might I say, you look good enough to eat.
Huh? Oh my god!
You psycho! What the fuck?
Do I call the cops? No, stupid, no. They'll take one look at her, those perky breasts, the full lips, the silky hair, the soft girlish giggle, and then they'll see me, the shifty-eyed mousy nerd. I'll be the one in handcuffs. I can see the headline now. Woman kills after being passed over for a promotion. Or they'll start a weeks or months-long investigation, leaving me unprotected. Across the hall, from her. God, I don't want to start a new life in South America. Jeeves wouldn't take well to the equatorial climate, and I can't live somewhere sunny. I hate the sun. God, no. Sid did have it coming. Okay, tomorrow, I approach Paulina. And I humbly ask her, girl to girl, if maybe she could make a police report implicating Elle. That way I don't arouse suspicion. I get to stay in my apartment. I don't end up doing a perp walk. I don't get killed. Paulina.
Oh, wow. You look horrible. Like, especially so. Oh my god, it's kind of bumming me out to even look at you right now.
I haven't slept. I need to. I saw something. I need a report. Well, I can't. I haven't reported because I'm scared. See, but you can't. You could. Is there any way Jeeves and I could stay with you? He's very handsome. He's a cat. I'd ask my mom, but she's in Jersey and she's allergic to cats. And oh god, I left him. Well, what if she comes back and takes Jeeves? What if she knows what I saw? She wouldn't hurt Jeeves, would she? I mean, even a monster wouldn't stoop so low, right?
Well, pump the brakes for a sec. I am just really not tracking any of this right now, babe. I haven't even had my matcha yet.
I need you to put in a report.
Okay. What kind of report? Like, to HR?
No. We need to go downtown. This is serious. We need to go straight.
Nancy?
Sorry. I'm jumpy because I saw horrible things.
Look, hate to put this on you. We have a situation. Sid hasn't shown up for work today, and we have major deadlines this afternoon. I need you to fill in as head analyst.
Head analyst? Me? Are you sure?
You'll only have to lead the team until Sid makes it in.
Sure thing. I will lead the team. At least for the time being. Until Sid's back. So I'm really getting this promotion? For the time being, I mean?
Oh, Mom. When I was up there, leading the team, it was just... it was perfect. And I had this moment. It was almost like slow motion, and I realized... whatever it took to get there... maybe it was okay. Maybe it was worth it. Yeah, the other guy, Sid, he just didn't show up for work. Weird. But while he's away, I swear to God, Mom, I'm going to prove myself. I will not let anyone ruin this for me. Oh, God, Mom, there's police cars outside my building. No, I'm not nervous. Why? Do I sound nervous? Gotta go. Excuse me, do you know what's going on?
I bet it was a murder.
Ugh, awful. Why do you say that?
You think they sent this many cops for jaywalking? No, whoever they get is going away for a long, long time, honey.
Oh, God.
The back entrance is only for employees.
I live in the building.
Fine.
I slide in. I get Jeeves, I grab my bags, and I go, like a ghost. I was never there. I wasn't there yesterday, either. I was staying with my mom in Summit. That's right, I commuted into the city on the 545 train, went home after work, my mom made dinner. Tacos. I was in bed by 8. Boring old Nancy. Mousy, plain Nancy. Nothing to see here, right? Right?
Let's just wait until the facts come in and see what's what.
Okay. Let's see what she says.
Oh, officers. I live right here. If I could just get past. Sorry.
Excuse me. Are you Nancy?
Yeah?
My partner and I are here on a lead in a missing persons case.
The crowd outside was wrong.
What did they say?
Jaywalking.
That's rich. This missing person, a gentleman by the name of Sidney Ferrero.
Sid? Sidney Ferrero from Takahashi Technology Group? What? He's a missing person? Oh my God, I figured he was just playing hooky from work today. Oh, wow, that's just awful.
Well, last anyone heard, he was headed up to your apartment.
Yeah, that's right. It must have been about 11 p.m. last night? No, slightly after 11, because I was a few minutes into the 11 p.m. homicide hour. Yeah, no, it must have been about 11:04. I heard this awful pounding at the door. Sid, he scared me. He knows I live here. I guess he was just partying downstairs at the bar. Awful place, by the way. I've been meaning to file a noise complaint against them. But Sid, he was practically beating down my door. When I didn't answer, I guess he just gave up and left. Well, I sure hope you're able to track him down soon.
Nah, doubtful. None of the other neighbors heard a thing. The walls here, they're thick. Can we, review your eye footage?
What?
Your eye. This thing? Doorbell with a camera in it?
Oh, that! Gosh, I wish I had set it up. I figured that just having it mounted next to my door would be enough to scare off any intruders or mail thieves.
So it's not hooked up?
I'm afraid not. You know, it's really terrible we don't have security cameras in the hallways. Shame on the cuspid. If I had a dollar for every time someone stole a parcel of my mail. Actually, since you're here, maybe I can file a few complaints with you both right now. Gosh, noise complaints, public intoxication complaints, mail theft, public indecency.
Actually, we have to keep a move on. Don't want to miss the lead. Thanks for your help, Miss Mendez, was it?
Jeeves, where are you? Jeeves, what are you doing under there? What's wrong? Hello?
Not a sound.
Please. Please don't hurt me.
You're a bit of a weird one, aren't you? A bit of a creep. A voyeur. A moth drawn to a flame. Is that why you lied to the officer on my behalf?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Your fib earlier held up a lot better than this one just now.
I really, really didn't see anything last night.
There's no point in trying to fool me, Nancy. I can smell your lie.
You're... Nope, no, not possible. Those, must be dental implants or lower denture of some kind, right?
I know what I am. And darling, I think you do too.
Vampire.
Very good. I suppose I'd better stop playing with my food, wouldn't you say?
Wait, you don't have to do this.
You won't suffer, my little lamb. I'll be quick.
I won't say a word. I mean, no one cares what I have to say anyway. People barely even know I exist.
Mm-mm-mm. You should know better than to tell a killer your demise would be inconsequential. It's too tempting.
Before you kill me, you just have to know I'm on your side here. Okay, you've got to trust me.
I was forced from my home. Hunted. The last time I trusted someone.
No, really. You can trust me. Our interests are aligned.
Stop begging. It's making me sad.
I won't turn you in. I don't care about Sid. The truth is, I wanted him dead, okay? And you came in like some angel of violence or karmic justice or like a vampire, and you took care of everything. So now, let me do something for you.
You, do something for me.
Believe it or not, I'm worth a lot more to you alive than I am dead.
The gazelle trying to reason with the lion. How very precious.
You were caught killing on film. Maybe I'm not the one to catch you, or maybe your next victim isn't either. But one day, soon, your inefficiency and loose ends will catch up to you. That's a fact. This city is crammed with potential witnesses.
I'm doing just fine in this city.
You have trust issues. I get it. You're hungry. Hungry enough to take brazen risks that could get you killed. New to the city, too. You have no idea my camera caught your little whoopsie, eh? Every person in the city has a phone, a camera, at their disposal 24/7. All it takes is one click of a button, and you'll go viral on Twitter. You'll be caught in a millisecond.
What? What are you saying?
I possess very particular skills that can help. I swear. I promise. Let's make a deal. You and me. You need to eat, but every meal comes with a risk that I can eliminate. I'll keep your secrets, trash the evidence, anything you need. Let me live, and your life, or undeath, whatever it is, it'll be easier. Every vampire needs a familiar.
I've been doing this for centuries. But yes, I'm sure you, Nancy, can help me.
I can.
Fine. Let's see how clever you really are. I'll let you live as long as you can find me someone else I can really sink my teeth into. Catch my drift? Find me a kill.
A kill?
Tonight.
Remember that wolf? Well, more often than not, it spends its life in sheep's clothing, even fooling itself, sensing something is wrong with it, that it's not like the other sheep, and it isn't. But sometimes, to get to the core of who, of what it really is, all that wolf needs is a little push.
Thank you. to Win Friends and Disappear People stars Leslie Grace as Elle, Sony Bringus as Nancy, with Katrina Bowden as Paulina, Tom Choi as Ted Takahashi, James Paxton as Sid. Additional performances by Alex Badria, Patrick Hume, Carson Kern, Laura Lopez, Ian O'Brien, Nicole Yannetti, Allison Sharp, Donovan Woods, Ashton Harold, David Toback, Abigail Marlowe, Matt Linton, Marilyn Camacho. Written and directed by Sophia Lopez. Executive produced by Sophia Lopez, Leslie Grace, Rob Herding, Michelle Zarotti, Sandra Yi Ling, and Alexa Gabrielle Ramirez. Co-producer, Sheena Pinkney. Original music by Darren Johnson. Edited by Gabe Birch. Sound design by Christoph Classe. Mixed by Lamps Lampagina. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh, Sarah Ma, Ben Milchev, and David Tadashore. Additional editor, Eric Aaron. Supervising editor, Neely Oftering. Music editor, David Tadashore. Supervising mixer, Ben Milchev. Casting director, Andrea Bunker. Assistant director, Liz T. Miles. Script supervisor, Omar Berahona. Additional script supervisors, Carissa McQueen and Nick Robinson. Set teacher, Celeste Armstrong. Production coordinators, Tom Breck and Cassie Cormier. Head production assistant, Alex Buda. Production assistants, Nicholas G. Curl and Maddie Shapiro. Post coordinator, Emma Jacobson. Production legal, Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting, Pin Chun Liu. Special thanks to Ashton Harold, Mara Schuster-Lefkowitz, and Lacey Buchanan. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. How to Win Friends and Disappear People is a Q-Code production. Sound recording copyright 2022 by Q-Code Media, Inc.
Hey guys, Heather Ashley here, host of the Big Mad True Crime Podcast. If you're looking for a true crime podcast with all of the details and none of the small talk, you have found your people. Each week, we dive deep into a new case and learn everything there is to know, from getting to know the victim and the impact their case has had on those around them, to the investigation into what happened to them and who is or might be responsible. And if the bad guy looks like he might drink whiskey by a dumpster or has the social skills of an ogre, we say it because we were all thinking it anyway. As the name suggests, we get big mad over true crime, and I would love to have you join our incredible community of listeners with big hearts and zero time for small talk. Subscribe to Big Mad True Crime anywhere you listen to podcasts and listen to new episodes every single Monday.
Get ready for Tangents with Tyler and Todd, a brand new podcast that will be the newest addition to your weekly routine. Hi, I'm Tyler.
And I'm Todd, and we're your hosts, ready to dive in headfirst as we explore life's biggest questions. We were kind of caught up in other people's goals of what's normal.
And not for a moment did we let up the gas enough to think, what do we want? While giving ourselves permission to go completely off the rails. I don't think that dildo is, you can make it an adjective.
Dildoing?
Yeah.
Did I do that or did they?
It's giving comedy show with a sprinkle of soul searching on top. Premiering October 18th, Tangents with Tyler and Todd is your new go-to podcast that will make you laugh, cry, and question everything.
With new episodes every Wednesday, get ready to laugh, learn, and grow with us every week. Tangents is coming and you won't want to miss this.
Mark your calendars for October 18th and subscribe to Tangents with Tyler and Todd wherever you listen to your podcasts.